the government or company didn't pay what it owed in full, a CDS promised to make up the loss. But according to finance professor Richard Portis of the London Business School, CDSs didn't stay simple for long.
The original function of the CDS market was a very, very useful financial instrument. When you actually hold the underlying securities, then it makes sense to take out such a contract. Fine. But the problem is the market morphed beyond that function around 2002, 2003, when people discovered that they could buy these CDS contracts and trade in these CDS contracts without holding the underlying securities. That made them into a purely speculative instrument.
Buying a CDS without owning an underlying bond is known as buying naked. And to Professor Portis, naked credit default swaps make no financial sense.
I would not be allowed to take out insurance on your life because we might be walking along the street the next day and you're walking on the side of the street and I see a bus coming and somehow I slip and you get pushed and you're right in front of that bus and isn't it sad? And I collect. That's obviously a bit fanciful, you might say, but it's not fanciful in the markets because if I do hold a substantial CDS position against your institution, I can then go around saying things about how your institution is in deep trouble.
But wouldn't that be illegal to do that?
It's not illegal. It's not regarded as market manipulation, and it happens all the time.
Banker Jim Rickard says naked credit default swaps introduced a dangerous new player onto the debt stage because holders of naked CDSs only profit from failure when a company or country defaults. So they have an incentive to treat troubled borrowers such as Greece like the piñata in a traditional Latin American children's game.
The piñata is a papier-mâché stuffed animal of some type. It can be a donkey or a pig, and it's filled with candy and goodies. And the children are all given little bats, little sticks, and they sort of go up and pound it until it breaks, and then when it breaks, they all grab their fill. We've turned Greece into a piñata that Wall Street and the major investment banks and other market participants are grabbing their sticks and beating on Greece as hard as they can, and in effect rooting for the demise of Greece, at least financially, so they could collect on these side bets called credit default swaps.
Who's doing that? Who's making the bets?
Institutional investors, speculators, hedge funds, and investment banks are very active in this market. Once you separate the bet from the underlying bond, you now no longer have an interest in the welfare of Greece. You have an interest in seeing Greece fail.
Can I now take the vote on the text as amended? All those in favour? Keep your hands up, we have to count. We think that's 34 in favour. All those against?
In March this year, a committee of the European Parliament proposed severely restricting the use of naked CDSs, an initiative led by French MEP Pascal Canfin.
There are negotiations underway, and if things go well, then we could have a formal ban of naked CDS throughout Europe from 2012.
Why did members of Parliament think that buying naked CDSs without having the bond was a problem?
Because it distorts the price. A number of studies now show that you can manipulate the interest rate of a specific country when using the CDS market. And precisely because you can manipulate through naked CDS, you distort the general interest function of the market.
Any suggestion that naked CDSs could mean a country like Greece has to pay more on its debt is fiercely resisted by Richard Metcalf, the global head of policy for the International Swaps and Derivatives Association, the body representing large investment banks and hedge funds.